Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Chamishi in Parsha's Bow. Vayikra Moshe l'chol ziknei Yisrael v'yomar lehem mishchu chu lachem tzon v'mishpachoseichem v'shachatu ha-pasach. And Moshe called to all the elders of Israel, and he said to them, pull and take your sheep for your families and shech korban Pesach. Rashi makes a very close reading and says we have two verbs. Mishchu chu. Mishchu means if you have your own sheep, take it and pull it along. And if you don't, go and take it, buy it from the marketplace. Each one for your family, the Beis Avos that we spoke about in the last Aliyah. Ulakachtem agudas ezov utvaltem badam asher basaf vihigatem al mashkov veal shte hamazuzos min hadam asher basaf viat. Lo seitzu ish mi pesach beso ad boker. You take a bundle of hyssop, immerse it in the blood, which is in the vessel, and you should spread it on the lintel and the doorposts from the blood that is in the vessel, and you should not leave the house until the morning. Rashi asks, why is this so repetitive that we keep saying that the blood in the vessel? To tell you that one dunk of the hyssop into the blood is not going to be enough. You're going to need three times. Why shouldn't they leave the house? This is what Rashi's asking. It says you shouldn't leave the house. Why not? He teaches us a rule in Chazal. Once the destructive forces are set loose in the world, they do not distinguish between a righteous and a non-righteous individual. Avar Hashem lingov es Mitzrayim, v'ra'a es hada'a al mashko v'al shtei mezuzos, u'fasach Hashem al ha-pesach, v'lo yitin ha-mashkes lavo al bateichem lingov. Hashem will pass through to smite the Mitzrim, and he will see the blood on the lintel and on the doorposts, and Hashem will leap over the doorpost, and he will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite. Rashi again here explaining the word ufasach, that Hashem will jump over, is also v'chamal, showing a great degree of affection, and dalag also means to leap over. What does it mean that he will not give the destroyer? Rashi says this means Hashem will not allow bad to happen in this situation. He quotes a source text in Bereishis where Yaakov tells Lavan that Hashem didn't allow you to do bad to me. Ushmartem es hadavar hazeh l'chok lecha ulevanecha ad olam. And you will guard this matter as a statute for you and for your children forever. V'hayog ki savo el ha'aretz asher yitin Hashem lachem ka'asher diber u'shmartem es havoda hazos. And it will be when you come to the land that Hashem will give you, as he has said to you, and you will keep this specific divine service. She says, what is this speaking about coming to the land? Because Rashi explains that the Pasuk says that they're not going to bring the Korban Pesach again until they come to Eretz Yisrael, with the exception of in the second year. But otherwise, its performance depends upon them entering the land. Now, it says that Hashem spoke to them about entering the land. Where did Hashem speak to them? When he makes the promise of the four Lashonos of Geula, Parshas Vayera. Afterwards is the fifth Lashon, Vevesi, and that is where the promise is that he will take us to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Vayaki yomru elechem b'nechem ha-mahavoda hazos lachem. And will be when your children will say to you, what is this avoda, what is this divine service to you? Ve'martem zevach pesachu la'ashem, asher pasach abate b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, b'nag po es mitzrayim, v'es batenu hitzil v'kod ha'am. And you will say it is a paschal offering, a korban of Pesach, of Hashem's leaping, because he jumped over the houses of the children of Israel when he smote Mitzrayim, and he saved our houses, and then the nation bowed and prostrated themselves. Rasag and Ibn Ezra really lean on the pshat that Rashi says this Aliyah and the last Aliyah, that Pesach means chemla, means love and care. So it's an offering of love, of Hashem's love to us, that he came and saved his Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Bechor Yisrael, as Hashem calls us. So that's why it's called Ezevach Pesach. And then the nation bowed. Why did the nation bow? In response to this entire statement that you'll come to the land, and your children will ask you, what is this? And you will tell them that it is a Zevach Pesach, and they were very happy that the Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, because there's going to be a Geula, there's going to be a coming to Eretz Yisrael, and there's going to be children that will live there. And Bnei Yisrael went and performed the mitzvah in the way that Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron. This is exactly what they did. Rashi asks, what do you mean they did this? I thought they did this already when the commandment was given on Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says that the first time they were commanded to do it, they accepted upon themselves to do it, and as if they did it, but now they actually did it. Furthermore, why does it say that they went and they did it? They went and they did it is that the drawing close, the walking in service of the mitzvah is calculated as part of the mitzvah here, that even the walking to do this mitzvah was calculated as part of the mitzvah. Finally, why does it say that like Moshe and Aaron commanded them? That's a little bit too wordy. In order to tell us that they did it exactly the way that they were commanded and did not leave anything out. And even Moshe and Aaron did it as well.